Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
What's up, y'all? It is Strange in the Membrane. We're back again. Once, you know, what are you doing, man?
Nothing.
Okay. I see you with your hands in your lap. I was just worried. That's all.
Nothing else. Nothing else.
So, do you know the way?
That is not the way.
That's not the way. Will they ever learn the way? Yeah. All right, y'all. What's up? This is Strange in the Membrane. We're here live at GPS Studios. You know, we was a little lost, but we found GPS, so we're back. And this show, we're going to, it's been a while, you remember. Now we're going to talk, today we're going to talk about a few things like, definitely, Black Lightning. That's been a great premiere. Also, going to have a little thing about the Razzies. They didn't know their way.
Yeah, started today. Oh man, it's gonna be great.
I told you that was gonna happen. It's gonna start. So anyway, but you know, this is Strange in the Membrane. This is Strange in the Membrane, where we always talk film, movies, TVs, anime, and it all leads you a little strange in the membrane. So y'all dare to be strange. As always, I got my peoples with me. Right next to me is Mr. Shamel Romero.
How y'all doing?
Blue man.
Oh man. And right next to me, my man, Mr. Michael Williams.
Hey, what's up, yo?
And on the end, my man, super genius himself, John Costa.
I know the way.
He knows the way. And I'm your boy, Jeff Strange. So let's get right into it. Black Lightning, what is the verdict, y'all?
I honestly think they kind of like threw down the gauntlets for Luke Cage. So like, listen, you know, we're not going to pull back because we're a CW show with like racism and the way that CW is really portrayed as like a happy-go-lucky kind of show. Like they really haven't focused on racism at all because like every single one of the teams is multiracial and nobody really addressed that really at all.
Yeah, I remember.
I feel like this is the show everybody asks for. It's kind of like like when we had Static Shock, where it touched on a lot of stuff that we actually, you know, deal with today. I feel like this is the show that we all need.
Definitely.
All right, Mike, come on, you got to chime in too.
No, I mean, I agree with both of these guys. Like, it's really good. It's really, really good. And Cress Williams, who's been like gone forever.
I'm saying, we ain't seen you since Living Single.
Yeah, although, Mina told me that he was on Grey's Anatomy for a bit.
Oh, like any of us watched that?
Yeah, right.
That is not a man show. I'm sorry,
but he's the whole reason really to watch the show. To be honest, just he's really good in the show, and I like what he's doing. I like what they're doing with the daughters too.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I like everything I've seen so far. What about you, Jeff?
Well. You know, the thing was, the first showing, you know, I had missed the original date, but I caught the recap that Friday. And I felt like I was 5 years old, just like, you know, my mouth was dropped open. I'm like, I'm sorry. No. But no, the show was really good.
Yeah.
Only critique I have about Cress Williams, sometimes he's a little operatic. You know, with his voice, you know, I'm going, real throaty, but it's good.
Yeah.
You know, cause I understand he's supposed to be a principal.
Right.
You know, so like, I remember a lot of my principals, you know, shout out to Frank Mickens, Boys and Girls High School 85. Anyway, shut up, be quiet.
I did not say nothing.
I wasn't born yet.
See, that's what I was waiting on. But,
I'm gonna say Jeff older shit. Go ahead.
You do not know the way. No, but, you know, the thing I loved about it the most is like you show the caring that, you know, he has for his daughters. And, you know, a couple of rooms I've been in on Facebook, the first thing they all start talking about, oh, they made the daughter gay, this and that. Like, no, if you read Black Lightning, you already know that Anissa was gay.
Yep.
And that's your whole focal point on the show.
Oh, come on.
It's like, come on, let's move on, man. You got, there's other stuff to talk about on the show.
Well, that's the dark side of fandom. So we could go a whole diatribe on that.
But. Yeah.
And to be honest, if that's the worst thing they're going to come up with, that's not that bad. Like, you know, that's fine. You have as much fun with that as you want. Like, people complain about little things all the time on every one of these shows and every one of these movies that, like, oh, she's gay. It's like, well, then they're interested in the characters at that point. They
but this show touch on more than that. Like, there's prostitution, there's drugs related, there's everything else that's dealing with the community that we've all seen through our own eyes. Yeah. So it's kind of like
The only thing I see different is, like, they moved the city. Because the original comic, it was Suicide Slum.
Right.
You know, that dark side of Metropolis that Superman doesn't do anything for. Mm-hmm. And I guess they didn't want to deteriorate from Superman's image. Mm-hmm. So they're like, okay, we're just going to make it this extra city or whatever.
Right.
But I mean, it still works. Because I mean, this kind of like stuff actually happened.
I feel like they don't want to tie it in with Supergirl, to be honest. It makes sense.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I remember the conversation we was having in text. And like, you know, I remember Antonio said, it's good, and I'm glad it's not part of the Arrowverse. And I was like, and he mentioned about milestone characters, and I'm like, some of the milestone may show up, but, you know, Dwayne McDuffie didn't really create Black Lightning. I don't think he did. No.
He created the solo series, if I recall. Like, yeah. I think Black Lightning was part of a team at one point, and he didn't have a solo series before that.
Because everybody, you know, when the show came out in certain other comic rooms, you say, yo, that's Static Father, right? I'm like, no.
Who said that?
It's these certain other groups. I don't want to put their name out there and, know that they're stupid.
He was Static Mentor at some point. But then again, like, they did that a lot because, like, it kind of grouped people together.
What's the younger daughter?
Oh, I don't remember her name.
I just keep calling her Jay, but that's not her name. I remember, but. Like, every chance, this girl's getting high as hell. She hiding outside smoking a J on the roof. She at a party getting drunk. I'm like, okay, you're going to be the real problem child.
And she's going to have powers. She's going to have similar powers to him.
I thought it was the other one has it.
No, the older one has super strength and, like, almost invulnerability. The younger one has, like, almost his exact powers.
So we probably will see that later on.
Yeah.
I remember the JSA series, mm-hmm. where she joined as that part of that junior league, like mm-hmm. she just like, you know, a walking lightning bolt, just, you know, static everywhere. You know, like, I said, yeah, that'll keep all the guys away.
I'm actually kind of wondering if they're going to, like, make that police officer that he's really close with one of his, like, sidekicks.
He ought to be.
I could see him being, like, Static Shock, like, them kind of, like, because they're none of this stuff really, like, groups in, like, I'm gonna go over to the Flash a little bit. Like, the Flash brought in that girl that now originally was in the crossover, and now she was in the most recent episode toward the end. And me and Shamel were talking about this at work, and I'm like, she's Impulse. She's one of the Tornado Twins. But the Tornado Twins are Wally's kids, but everybody already concluded that Barry and Iris are gonna have the Tornado Twins in this, so. And when Barry comes back in Flash Rebirth, not like the Rebirth series, like they actually made a one-off called Flash Rebirth when Barry came back, the Tornado Twins are, like, they both have the powers at separate times, though. Like, if one's using it, the other one can't. So, like, they hate each other, so, like, they stop each other from using it. Like, oh, you're pissing me off, so I'm going to stop you from using your powers. And then, like, the girl tells the brother, like, listen, we have to save Barry. Like, I'm sorry. And, like, she actually inherits all of the Speed Force, and she becomes Impulse.
Okay.
Like, she...
Because, now that we're in Flash, I'm remembering, like, a lot of stuff. I know there's the Tornado Twins, which was Wally's kids?
Wally's kids. I'm actually reading Infinite Crisis, and it shows you how they get their powers.
Okay.
Because Wally and Kid Flash, formerly Impulse... brings Superboy Prime before he becomes Superboy Prime into the Speed Force, and Wally's like, I'm not coming back, we have to keep him away from this, and like his wife goes, no, I'm your lightning rod, and she grabs him and kisses him while she's holding the twins, and that's how they get their powers.
Oh, okay. And I know Excess is Flash's granddaughter. XS, right? When she's the one that joins the Legion of Superheroes.
No. Impulse is Barry's grandchild. I don't know who Wally's grandchild is. I don't know if they show that.
Because there's another one. She's a female speedster, and her name XS, just the two letters, but, you know.
They've also crossed it over so many times. I don't even know who's family anymore.
They just all just messing around. They did
family
not know they were.
Trio connect somehow.
Yeah.
They did not know they were. All right.
My only criticism, if there is one, for Black Panther, and it's not I mean Black Lightning, it's not even of the show. It's of CW that basically has decided that they're not going to show every superhero show once.
I kind of like it like that. Just
once
to keep it
a night on their schedule.
I kind of like it as a four. Like how they said they're not doing any crossovers with it, which I kind of like it. They're only doing a four show series. They want to do crossovers, which I kind of like it. I don't want it to be.
Yeah, but you have five shows.
Yeah, but I don't want them to push Black Lightning in with them.
No, I'm not saying that.
Oh, you're talking about his own.
I'm talking about the scheduling.
Oh.
Yeah, because it was like, what, four nights in a row?
Yeah, well, they've basically gone on record saying that they will not air more than four superhero shows in a week.
Yeah.
So that what they each one. Oh, yeah, you're telling me, right? So, each one have. Like,
because.
Double?
Because Supergirl and Legends are going to split time on Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
So it means, like, what, they're going to alternate?
Yeah, soon when Legends comes back, they will.
No, what's going to happen is Supergirl's going to end early. Their finale is going to be halfway, and then Legends starts, and they do half a season, the way they explained it.
Yeah, I thought it was supposed to be every other week. One aired, and then the other one aired.
They originally said they were planning on doing that, but they're like that would get confusing, because people would want to watch one or the other. Because there are a lot of people that just choose one or the other. Right. And it would just be like, oh, what happened 2 weeks ago? And then it's better to just show the entire arc and then show another entire arc, because they don't really cross over at this point anyway.
Yeah, right? I mean, you have five shows. You have 5 days during the week. Just air them all.
Nah, I feel like it wouldn't work, though, because it would be like crazy and hectic. Because Friday's the day that everybody likes to go out, to be honest. And if you put Black Lightning on Friday, it'll just end them like Constantine.
That's
the problem.
It'll end up like Constantine. Like,
yeah, but you're not going to put Black Lightning on Fridays.
But I'm saying, because
you want people to watch that show.
Yeah, but it's just the way they have their schedule set up with everything else, with Riverdale and just everything else. You have to find a time slot for something.
Riverdale.
Pretty good. It's a pretty good show. I'm not going to lie.
I heard Riverdale's really good.
I've heard good things about it.
Dark Archie comic that I was like, it's pretty good. I was like, I seen like some parts of season one and I was like, I might have to start watching it.
Yeah, no, a lot of people have been telling me Riverdale is actually a really good comic. Really good comic book show.
Yeah, that was my fault. My bad.
If you're into that sort of thing.
No, it's a really good. Like, I'm telling you, try it out. It's a really good dark. It's a dark show. It's not like, happy rainbows, like in Archie comics.
Because that's what I thought when I first saw it. I was like, how's a Riverdale? Like, Archie comics? I'm like, okay.
It takes it real good.
Is it going to make it modern, like, you know, figure Jughead is going to be a weed head because he was always eating, you know, something like that. But like I haven't watched it, so, like, what is it like?
It's a really...
Don't be ashamed.
No, I'm not being ashamed. I've seen, like, a few episodes, so it's, like, it's kind of hard to remember certain episodes. Like, there's one where... what happens? It's... one of the girls is looking for her brother. Her brother died. So she goes into this lake, and the lake is frozen.
Betty and Veronica...
Nah, it's a random girl from the school. So she goes looking for her brother, and she goes into this lake. The lake is, you know, frozen. She thinks she sees her brother drowning, because that's how he died. She's there punching the glass. She's there like trying to take him, like help him out through the ice. She falls through the ice, and they're trying to find her. She's just floating. While she's floating, she sees her brother, like figuratively trying to grab her. Through the water, like it's a good crazy show. There's also a few other stuff, like Jughead's dad doing a whole bunch of stuff. Like he's in jail for like a few stuff that he's dealing with.
Stealing hamburgers.
Nah, it's like this whole like the whole gang and everything that's revolved around them.
I gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
it's a good show, to be honest. I just have to watch it. I only seen like a few episodes.
I know they have Josie and the Pussycats in there too, which is pretty cool.
Wow!
Like they throw a lot of like Easter egg comics in there. from them. Yeah, like you really have to like catch on to it.
And we'll be right back with more Shamel sentiments.
This sounds like some old millennial Twin Peak nonsense that you like just described.
It's probably better than Twin Peak. I'm being honest. Just check it out. I think made me watch The Magicians, and I was hooked already on to. I'm like season two.
Yeah, I have to check that show out because
I'm on season two already, and I was just like losing it, and I'm like, fucking John.
That's right.
I stood up a whole Wednesday just binge watching season one. I couldn't sleep till like 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's why you're tired every day.
It messes you up.
Like I literally didn't watch Flash like that whole Tuesday because I was watching that. Like every other show, I just put to the side because I was watching that. Like that show messed me up the whole day. I was like,
really? Now, see, for me, you know, the funny thing is, I've lost interest in Supergirl. I don't know why.
I can't catch it, so it's like there's no point.
It's actually the best it's ever been right now.
I agree with that, actually. Like, they brought Rain in. Because I
remember seeing the commercial with some chick with some weird mask that was, you know.
That's Rain.
Yo, I've seen a meme.
That's like, her villain from the comics.
That's essentially her Doomsday.
Okay, really Supergirl.
That's essentially her Doomsday.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, it's not the same exact thing, but Rainiac essentially like the same concept. Yeah.
Like five looking like the dude from Back to the Future. Like,
yeah, because I mean, with all the extra Luthors that's been showing up in that damn show, and I'm like, come on, Lena Luthor, like really?
I honestly, well, she was adopted in the show, and like you know, okay, I honestly cause think because like they say, I didn't get to catch this week's, but I know last week Rain got defeated, and she's like talking to like her ancestors. She's like, how can like I win? And she's like, you're not the only one. And I was like, what if Lena is one of those? And that's how she becomes the villain of the film.
You didn't see this week?
I didn't see this week. Mm.
I can't, to be honest.
I don't want to ruin it for you, but they do introduce one of the other ones.
They did not know they were.
I can't watch it. For some reason, I can't. Like, I miss too much of it. There's too much to catch up. I can't, to be honest. I'm being honest. I can't. It's too much. It's just because on Mondays I go home like 8:30. By then it's already over.
So and then
like,
they've also introduced what? Legion? Is it Legion of Superheroes?
Yeah, Legion of Superheroes.
Yeah, that's why I heard they were going with
it. Yeah, they've introduced that too.
Well, you knew that was happening when they brought Mon-El on.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mon-El is basically all Legion of Superheroes, which is a good way to like you know kind of lead toward the next crossover. It gives you like, okay, we can take certain heroes out of this instead of bringing every single person.
Right.
We can bring like just the main guys and maybe a couple of side characters here and there.
Because that was always funny with me. Like, you know, I have my issues with Superman, but I like Mon-El.
I feel like they need to open up that, you know, that they had at the last. Wow, like, I'm trying to remember it.
Oh, like they opened up that what? What you talking about?
That base, the base they had. I forgot.
What it was. The Legion, the League, the Justice League area.
Yeah, remember
back at the Hall of Justice.
The Hall of Justice. Yeah,
they just forgot about that. I honestly think.
they show it and then they was like, here you go, never use this again.
Like, that was last year's crossover,
but they could at least use it.
Yeah, they should have used it this year, especially with the crossover.
It's just there for a tease. Like, yeah, that's what you guys get. That's it.
They just forgot.
I'm still wondering if they're going to even add Batman because, you know, they've been sprinkling it all around.
It's not going to happen. I honestly think Arrow is toward the end
I completely agree with you, John. That show is meandering now.
They're running out of ideas.
Like, well, they can get, you know. You know, Master Bruce from Fox 5. Come over here.
Never gonna happen. I'm not interested in seeing a crossover between those two shows.
Well, especially with freaking Disney buying Fox. Like Disney effectively owns the rights to Gotham right now.
So they could change it up and actually make it kind of better.
Or they can just tank it. Be like, Batman.
I'm gonna find a
they can if they want.
Now.
They can do a whole like. Let's say they do a crossover. This is a theory thrown out, and they do Barry messing up the time again, right? Let's put it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they screw Gotham up. Like, he fixes Gotham. And we get an older Bruce. The whole storyline is fixed, and everything is going great.
But then you're literally taking all of the shows that they just spent God knows how many seasons on and making Batman the focal point again.
No, just make it
Warner Brothers will just make it better, please. Warner Brothers will sue them into eternity before that happens.
They can help it. Just steer it some way.
Warner Brothers is hoping for that so they can sue Disney.
Exactly.
It's hard to see my sister watch that show, being honest.
To be honest, I don't know why it's been on so long. Like the ratings have been horrible. The storylines are so far-fetched, even for Batman.
Because it appeals to people.
They need to be on the damn Razzies.
Because it appeals to exactly. Because it appeals to people who don't like Batman.
But it's also because
why you watch
the
Batman show?
It's because of this kid. Also,
thank you, John.
I feel like
it's
this kid also.
I feel like it's this kid attracts them.
And then you
gonna
put him in a little costume, like you know, over this. Like a special needs helmet or something, like he belongs on the bus. You're like, I'm Batman. No, it doesn't work.
I just feel like it's the kid who they got playing Joker. It's attracting them. It's bringing more audience.
But they even said he's not the Joker. Like they're gonna bring somebody else to play the Joker.
But then why have him? The thing is why have him act like the Joker? There's no point to it. You just have him going through the whole.
They just want him to attract viewers. That's because they really want to see the Joker.
Why have a kid in puberty fight adults like they're villains, like real villains to this kid?
Spider-Man does it.
Batman doesn't start. Batman doesn't start getting these abilities till he's much older. He like literally goes to college and like gets like 7 doctorates.
Thank you.
And then he goes and becomes a ninja.
Thank you.
And then he comes back and becomes Batman.
Listen, that's damn.
He's not until like at the earliest. He's not until like he's like my age, almost 30.
I'm telling you, that's why they need Barry.
Oh. I just want to mention quickly, like, you know.
They need a bomb. They need a bomb. All right? Dude. They need Joker to do a bomb and just like Lego Batman and just.
See, something. Hey, guys, if you want to call in, the number here is 347-669-9143, correct?
That's correct.
Thank you very much. I just want to make sure I had it right. I want to give out false information like, who? What's strange in the membrane? We don't know anybody here. You know, I don't want to.
I feel like that bomb will be better than.
I think you should repeat that number so we don't
be better than that.
I think you should repeat that number just in case. I think we might have been talking over a little bit.
Okay, that's 347-669-9143. You can call in, ask a question and everything else. And wait a minute. Well, damn.
That was quick.
That was easy.
Our listeners are listening. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air with Strange in the Membrane.
Hey, Strange in the Membrane. What's up, man? This is Clinton calling in.
What's up, man? How you been?
I'm good, bro. How are you?
All right. Yeah, we were just talking about, you know, Black Lightning, and right now we were just tearing apart Gotham and how horrible a show it was.
Oh, man. No, really? Was it that bad? Was it that bad?
The first two seasons I liked. Then they just started throwing in, they just like said, you know, forget the mythos, forget the, you know, they have all these college graduates that don't even read the comic book and they're just like, well, let's put this villain in. Let's put this villain in. You know, it's like a smorgasbord, just like doing what the hell they wanted to.
Well, I mean, I could agree up to a certain point with you on that. You know, they just started throwing in different characters. I think just for the sake of the show, they do that to move it along. But I think ultimately, you know, the show's not a canon show.
Mm-hmm.
So they have room and space to play with the characters as much as they want. I mean, ultimately, mm-hmm. obviously, you know,
you got all heads shaking in agreement with you.
He's going to be who we all know he's going to be. But other than that, I think it's just a little bit of, you know.
Yeah, I got you, man.
Other things.
And all heads in here are shaking in agreement with you. Like, because I was really done. We were like done. Second season,
midway through second season, yeah. You and I both were done.
Because then when you brought in Mr. Freeze,
I was kind of done, to tell you the truth, and no disrespect to the sister, but when Jada Pinkett's character was on there,
and she came back season, after she came back, it was like, that's it, I'm not watching. There was no point.
Yeah, I was like, and then I hear she's supposed to come back, and I was like, again?
Like,
she's a boomerang.
No,
she's
awful. She's like Ray Jogger. She's
Ray Jogger. I mean, not to disrespect, you know, the sister. I think she's a great, actress, but I think certain characters, certain actors just shouldn't play.
Yeah.
And, you know, her diving into whatever character they came up with her, it just didn't sit well with me.
I hear you.
You know what she kind of reminded me of? Halle Berry, Catwoman.
Oh, God.
I feel like they should have just.
And the way she acts.
I feel like the way.
Yes, we got another call.
I thought it was cool. No, oh. I was like, they should have just kept it the way it was. It should have just been a Commissioner Gordon storyline. They should have never moved towards away from it.
That's then
they
don't call it been. Gotham. Call it Gordon.
It should have been Gotham City, but the Commissioner Gordon storyline.
Or Gordon. Gotham PD.
That's Gotham what PD I thought. Or Gotham PD.
That's what I thought they were going to do after the series they had. Yeah.
They had it perfectly. Like, to be honest, they had it perfectly right. They had everything going great with Commissioner Gordon. After they introduced Master Bruce, it became, oh, let's go and deal with his whole story arc. I'm like, just please end this show.
Well, right. I mean, you can't do a Gotham story and not do Bruce Wayne or Batman. That's just like,
yeah, but
that's
it just
blasphemy.
It just led too much into it. It led too much into it than adding all the villains that shouldn't have been in there. It's like, it defeats the purpose of the story that they said they were going to tell. They were going to tell a Commissioner Gordon story.
I'm waiting for them to introduce Bane as a 90-year-old in a nursing home.
I'm just saying, they did too much, and it's just it felt
that's crazy.
And you could have just used it as a way to basically, you know, give Gordon his like kind of like where his strength came from, like be like, oh, I had I had this kid who his parents was shot, and like, you know, his family basically ran, and then Lily. Yeah, send Bruce away. Like, send him to a boarding school. Get him off the show. I love Batman. Don't get me wrong. But, like, you know, at the end of the day,
Jeff and I said, then time jump the show every season.
Exactly.
Time jump it.
Because I thought that, you know, he should at least be 20.
Right.
By, like, third, fourth season.
Right.
You know, show him growing.
If they make a jump that far into the future, especially Bruce Wayne's future, I mean, the series itself could ultimately wind up being over. You know, like Smallville, like when you seen Tom Welling put on, well, not even put on, like when it was digitally enhanced, which like royally pissed me off.
This is another show that I can't stand, which is Smallville.
That show lasted five seasons too long.
You think?
Once Lex Luthor left, that show should have been over, but they still kept it going, and then they brought in every Superman villain.
What was his name when he was wearing all black and working at the planet? What did they call him?
Originally he was like the Blur.
The Phantom or something? Yeah, the Black the
Blur.
Phantom.
Originally he was the Blur, and then he became something else. I don't remember what it became. It became like five different things. Well, it really didn't matter.
And what did they make? They made fans wait like 10 seasons to see him in a suit in like the final frame.
And it was a very far away shot.
Yeah.
Originally they didn't. They had to CGI him because Tom Wellington said he would never wear the suit.
Yeah, because it was.
I thought it was a copyright issue. I didn't know it had anything to do with him.
No, Tom Wellington said he'd never want to wear it, and that's why he didn't come back as Batman on Supergirl. Superman on Supergirl.
Because they was also worried about the so-called Superman curse.
Yeah.
You know, I thought that was another reason why, but you know.
Yeah, well, he got the Superman curse without even wearing the suit.
What's he doing now?
He's actually
got
on
one of those jackets.
He's on Lucifer.
There you go.
Superman.
He is?
Yes, he is.
Wow. I stopped watching Lucifer, too.
And believe it or not, he's actually good on Lucifer.
Yeah.
So what is he playing on Lucifer?
He plays the lieutenant to Lucifer. Well, Lucifer is the consultant, obviously.
Oh, so they got rid of the Spanish dude that was...
No, Spanish dude.
Oh, he's still on there.
Yeah.
Dude from True Blood, I'm talking about.
Yeah, he's still on there.
Oh, okay.
I don't watch Lucifer.
It's actually pretty good. You should give it a shot. It's pretty good.
It is. I'll stop watching.
I just can't buy into the fact that the devil's taking a vacation in L.A.
It's not a vacation. That's where he lives.
Well, he okay. Where he,
that's
where
kind of how the comic goes, right?
That's
how
it is.
That's kind of how the comic goes, right?
That was kind of like how it started. Like, you know, that
he just got tired.
They call California and L.A. like the devil's
land.
So they
kind of
went from there.
You know, whatever. But that was the whole thing about it.
So, what did you guys think of Black Lightning's first episode?
Man, monumental!
Awesome!
Monumental!
I have to say, I actually enjoyed.
I guess I'm the lone voice. That was a horrible first start.
Oh, what?
Controversy!
You didn't like Black Lightning.
I'm so sorry.
explain yourself.
There's too many things that happened in it that just didn't make it. I don't need it to be realistic. Like, I don't need it to be like Zack Snyder type dark realistic. But like a gang member running up into a school and kidnapping two girls was just like, come on, no. Like the writing just was just like, no, sorry.
It's CW. Like, what are you expecting? It's not Shakespeare.
Yeah.
it's gonna be cheesy some points, and it's gonna be very on the nose. But at the end of the day, it's just basically trying to show that, like, yeah. It's not about like racism to full extent. Like, not like, oh, black people and white people are fighting. It's like, no, like, you know, there are gray areas here.
Yeah.
That's what it's trying to show. It's like, listen, just because somebody lives in like the ghetto does not mean that they are bad, but that does not mean they're like, because they live in a penthouse doesn't mean they're good, but also vice versa. Like, there are a lot of gray areas. So they're trying to be very straightforward with it because they only have half a season to really prove that this can work. It's like, it's not like Luke Cage where they have like literally like they have it planned out where they know they're going to be the defenders, where this is going to only be half a season. And they have to prove that it's worth keeping on the air over both Supergirl and Legends, which already have fan bases that are clamoring for both.
Yeah, all of that I agree with, but what's done is done.
So there's no coming back for you?
I'm all for it. I want this. I actually want this show to last and hopefully see a crossover with, you know, Arrow and Flash, which is, you know, from what I've been hearing, is going to eventually happen, but it's not going to happen right now.
Yeah, I think after it gets a little bit more popular, instead of like making it seem like, oh, we got to help this show out,
right.
You know, I think after the popularity gets over, because from what I'm hearing, the ratings were great the first night, even the rebroadcast on that Friday. And Tuesday was like, I'm seeing in so many rooms, everybody's like, oh my God, yo, did you see? And I'm like, you know.
Yeah, it was one of their biggest shows that they've had in a long time.
Well,
yeah.
I heard the rebroadcast broke records for a rebroadcast.
Yeah. On a Friday.
On a Friday. Yeah, the second on the Friday, that broke records for any rebroadcast of a season premiere.
Because just like me, I missed it that Tuesday night. And I was like, oh, I'm going to have to watch it on demand or whatever. But I saw it was coming on again Friday. So I was like, okay, let me catch it Friday. So I have control of the damn DVR and I can fast forward through commercials. Because, you know, you watch it on demand, you know, it's like, your show will be right back after these messages.
Yeah, I hate that.
Now, I just feel like the show is going to keep on doing good.
Yeah.
For the simple fact that everybody can relate to it some way, somehow to it. I feel like the audience base that it's going for, it's going to attract it no matter what. Yeah. It's not like Flash. It's not like Arrow. It's not like Legends. It gives everybody a little bit of something into the show that it's going to attract the audience and is going to bring the viewers more into it.
Well, the CW put it on at the right time. Like, they're cashing in on the Black Panther.
Yeah.
Euphoria. Okay.
And you also believe that. Luke Cage. Yeah.
And if you go to our Instagram page right now, you'll see I took a picture, a little video of Black Panther right next to Black Lightning. So. Yeah.
And also, you know, they did it right where like they're not just appealing to like one demographic. Whereas I feel like Flash and like Arrow and even like Legends are more toward us, like the younger one. Whereas Black Lightning, he's an older person. Like, you know,
and say that, man. What the
because
hell?
You are older than me.
Ageism.
You just proved it before when you told me.
Ageism.
You are.
What I'm saying is, like, they even kind of like make fun of, like, his old costume was very disco style.
Yeah.
Where they had to go modern.
It's like he said when he went up to the roof to go get Lala, he's like, yeah, that's all hero needs, all the exercise he can get. I ain't running on those stairs, though. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know what they need to do? They need to bring Queen Latifah in and have a reunion.
Oh God!
Nah. They'll eventually do it. Nah. This is a CW.
I'm just picturing what character she could play now.
She's gonna be
really.
She'll be like a one-shot villain or something like that.
I mean, because
maybe like
the dude that's playing Tobias Whale.
Oh my God!
That dude is when he choked my man in the cell, I was like, I thought he was going to use the force or something.
Spoiler. He caught him with the harpoon, and then he started reeling him in. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
yo, that reminded was crazy. Me in some weird way of New Jack City. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
A little bit.
That was crazy.
Yeah. Well, damn.
But do you think this is a trend? You think it's a trend right now that, you know, we have Proud Mary with Taraji, we have Black Lightning, we have Black Panther. It's just like, let's get the black movies out of the way. It's trendy. Black people, all of Black Lives Matter. And, you know, because of so much of uproar, but so much attention has been brought on not enough black shows and not enough of a black presence at award ceremonies and stuff like that.
I wish Antonio was here.
It's
going to
be a trend and then it's going to be over.
Well, I mean, that could be a thing, you know. I just hope they don't try to make it.
It depends if they don't flood it,
you know.
Yeah.
True. I just hope they don't make it all gimmicky and everything else. Cause I mean, I saw Proud Mary. It could have been better. I'm not going to bash the movie, but it could have been better. Cause like, you know, I mean, cause a lot of people came in the theater looking for Cookie with a gun and that's not what they got. Truthfully, a lot of people was like, man, she was supposed to shoot that bitch, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But I mean, for me, it was lacking a little bit of the hand-to-hand action. I mean, there's a lot of gunplay in the movie, but I think, you know, her as a master assassin or whatever she was trained to do, she should have been a little bit more hands-on, you know, punch a dude, break an arm or whatever.
Like some Atomic Blonde?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Cause you Atomic Blonde?
No, I haven't seen it.
You see it? It's good.
See, we also
there's a lot
like,
of movies I have to catch up.
Yeah, you see that.
We were talking in our group chat, like me and Antonio specifically were talking about last week when I saw it, and like you know, I would love to see like a crossover where it's just like Black Lightning, Joe West, and Dick.
Yeah, you did say that
as a little like father-esque, not like father figure, because like you know. Even though like there are black characters in the other show, they never really address the whole like race thing because like they're just cool with each other. Like that's what it is. Like they it might be their universe doesn't really deal with that as much or whatever. Like Barry was raised by a black man and lives in a black family, married to a black woman. That could be a really big thing, but they didn't touch on that.
Verbatim what you say.
Well, I would love them to be like a little like basically like a GI team because I could see like Barry. Black Lightning's daughter and Arrow getting caught up in something and them three being like, listen, you know, we all have, like, Black Lightning has an ability. Dig was, basically a Marine.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe is a cop. Like, that would be a great tactical team to have.
What John said, when I think this would make a great story for a crossover, he said, like, I could see him, Dig, and Joe having a connection being the way being the focus to protect Barry, Wally, and Oliver, Lightning and Thunder, if they get captured. It'd be like a SWAT team of dads. And I was like...
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That would be a great crossover episode. Because it wouldn't focus on... It wouldn't focus on, like, the main characters.
Oh, don't worry. I saved that message.
It wouldn't focus on the main characters as much, which is kind of... The crossovers do kind of get boring at that point.
It'd be cool if... Just throwing this thought out there. If the Legends... They go into a time period where Dingle's son, Wally, and Lightning's daughters form a group.
That would be cool too.
That'd be cool too.
You know,
just like how they went into that time period where they saw, you know, Oliver and you know everybody else.
Make like a Titans West type thing, but like you know, Urban Titans West or whatever they decide
Hollywood.
To call it.
Are you listening, Hollywood?
No,
forget Hollywood. Berlanti Productions. Come holler at us, please. We have ideas.
But, you know, like, it would be cool to see that sort of stuff because, you know what, it would build a connection more between the dads and, like, show, like, you know, it's not just a race thing. Like, but, you know, there are strong black characters that can connect with each other. And then, like, you know, it makes them first, like, basically, like Lightning's, Black Lightning's characters, the villains. Like, they are black and, like, it's not a black versus white thing. It's becoming like, you know, there's good and there's bad. That's what people seem to be forgetting. It's like, oh, it's a race, it's the sexuality, it's this, that, and the other thing. It's like, no. It's good. There's two types of people. There's good people and there's bad people. People know how to use, bad people know how to use what you are already self-conscious about against you. And that causes more friction in our community than anything else.
Sociopaths.
Well, yeah. Look at, so, speaking of sociopaths, this is going to be a weird segue. But the thing I put on the group with Chris Brown and cosplayer. Yeah. That is a sociopathic act. He took Chris Brown took a cosplayer, professional cosplayer's photo. He cropped out the cosplayer's watermark and the photographer's watermark and just put the cosplayer as, like, he does like an urban version of all characters. That was an urban version of Spider-Man. And he just put the picture up. So the guy messes Chris Brown, and like, he saves all the messages too. And he told him, like, listen, it's cool that you use my photo, but would you mind like giving me credit? Chris Brown told him, oh, you're lucky that I'm using your photo. I don't have to give you credit. And then, like, you know, it became a whole big thing to the point where the cosplayer, like, the cosplayer was, and other cosplayers were like, listen, this is wrong, that he took down the photo and then he put up on Instagram, oh, people are complaining that I'm using their quote-unquote art. They should be, they're lucky enough that I even see them. Who do they think they are using me to get
quote-unquote art?
Yeah. Meanwhile, if somebody would use his songs their songs,
there you go, right there.
He would sue the crap out of them. So
we're gonna roll Rihanna on this one, then, right? Say, Rihanna, get our back.
It became a big. Be honest, it got on a lot of news networks. Like there were some very big news networks.
For those that don't know, John is a big member of the cosplay community. If you remember, like, what, one or two seasons ago, he came dressed as Dr. Fate. And, you know, you got chosen to be on the DC Comics East cosplay squad, right?
Yeah, the DC Cosplay
East. You see where he's coming from. Yeah.
And I don't know the person personally, but a lot of my friends know him personally. And that was what started the whole thing. Because every cosplayer, immediately took notice of that. And they sent it all over Facebook, all over Instagram. And a lot of people hit up Chris Brown. A lot of people hit up news networks, where it became a bigger thing than it should have been. Instead, if he would have just the cosplay even put up like a thing like showing the difference between stealing his work and giving credit to his work, like, you know, showing appreciation. It's like, oh, if you just re-Instagram it exactly the way it is, that's you giving me credit and the photographer credit.
Exactly.
But if you cut it out and crop it, that's you taking credit for something that I created.
Mm-mm-mm. You know, just when I get ready to defend this guy,
he just do something and just mess it all up all over again.
Exactly. You know, I'm like, he's going through a phase right now. No.
He's been going through a phase since God knows how long, since Rihanna.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is not a phase. This is who he is at this point.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
Because, I mean, at first I was on Chris's side with it because, you know, everybody's like, oh, how could you just defend it? I was like, because I have not met a timid West Indian woman yet.
And then also on top of that, her first hit
West Indian women, y'all know, y'all are not punks.
See, my problem was immediately after that, her first single after that whole incident was BDSM. Mm-hmm. Chains and Whips Excite Me. And I was like, you know, there is a gray area there. Like,
but, going on to do more stupid stuff, so, you know.
Now he's like, proving us
wrong. Damn, more. Chris, come on, man.
You know what would be, I don't know, poetic justice? If he were to get interested in doing a superhero movie, and they just shut him down. Because of that.
See, I would love to somebody just take like his exact words against him and like sample his music and then him go to sue them and be like, listen, this is your Instagram. Mm. So you said this. So either you're wrong or you're wrong, which is you being wrong twice. So choose one or the other.
Pick one. You gotta pick your battles, man.
Yeah, you know, he should have just apologized, been like, sorry, I didn't realize that, you know, that would be disrespectful, I'll do it the right way. No, he dug his feet in, and, you know, he just dug his own grave with that.
Basically.
I think we should get into Razzies, because we only got, like, not too much time.
We got plenty of time.
All right.
But, so Clinton, what else, let's talk about you for a second. Like, what are you into? I mean, you know, tell us your Instagram and everything else, you know.
Well, you can find me on Instagram under the geek underscore room. It's connected to the Facebook, which is by the same name. And we, you know, we basically do what you guys do. We're doing social media.
Oh, okay. You know, so I say, because I thought you had your own podcast. So I thought, like,
no, I don't. I would like to.
Well, come on down to GPS Studios.
Yeah.
That was the wrong button.
You think?
Well, I could even be just like, you should come down to GPS Studios, where your sound could be clear right in your ear, and you can talk right here.
That'd be great, man.
You gotta...
I know plenty of guys who are in hip-hop and are straight-up geeks.
Heck, that's all around.
Yeah.
Say, there's even, like, some friends of mine that record on, WHCR Harlem Radio, my man Kwame Veer, who's in the group, and my man BJ Wheeler. They, you know, their show, I'm sorry, y'all, I'm blanking, but like the theme to their show is We Are Adults Who Love Hip Hop, and you know, they talk about everything, and I've been on there a couple of times. What'd you say?
That's the age of him.
One of my good friends, he's a hip hop legend. His name is Kwame, and he's one of the biggest geeks I know. I mean, this, like, I've gone with him to New York Comic Con at least almost a good 3 or 4 times, and he purposely puts money aside to run through there and buy every and anything he wants.
Yeah.
Like, his studio is just like, is like a...
Oh, yeah, I'm coming to you next.
A toy store.
Yeah, as soon as you said buy something, I look right at Shamel because he just came through with a big bag from Midtown Comics. Come on, show everybody what you bought.
What I bought was 2 ships, anime ships as well.
What? You ain't afraid. We all geeks and nerds in here. Like, show us what you got.
Showing up one, that's it. The other one is...
Well, right, where's the camera? Because we got to see it.
Sure. One Piece, nice.
Yeah, they were on sale, though. It wasn't bad.
All right, now tell us about it, man. Like,
oh, this from the One Piece anime. Look at it.
All right, and this one is also from One Piece.
Yeah, they're both ships. One is Shanks, one of the Yonkos. He's like one of the top heads. He rules like other islands and all that. But he's also a friend of Luffy. That's Luffy's ship. That's his whole crew. It doesn't come with the crew. Sadly, I should have got the other one. The other one's too much money, but I'll probably pick it up some other time.
Okay.
But it's a great anime, to be honest, if you like, you know, pirates and all that, to be honest. I kind of
like it. Arr, you like pirates.
I didn't like it at first in the beginning when the English dub dropped because it was horrible. I did not like it, to be honest. I didn't like the English version until my friend told me to watch it in subs, and then I got hooked into it. But it's a really good anime.
Nice. Because like, a coworker of ours keeps talking about anime, and he's like, yo, you don't watch this? Oh, and I'm like, dude. I'm like, and again, showing my age, my anime is Crying Freeman, Fist of the North Star. You know, I'm going back there. And
Fist
I hate
of the North Star.
You know, with Crying Freeman, like, it was the series, that series there was just like,
as long as you ain't talking Speed Racer.
Oh, hell no.
We must go win because we got to win.
Yeah. I mean, I'll go back to even like Battle of the Planets, okay? Like, yeah. Like, I remember that stuff. Like, and that was like, you know, you watching that before you go to school, trying not to be late. You're like, oh, wait. And then you come home and then all of a sudden, Thundercats!
Oh! I'll be honest, there were days where I just said, you know what? I'm not going to school today.
I was like that.
I grew up in the 90s when they had, like, in the morning, there was the Iron Man.
Yeah. Because somebody had just put that, somebody else had put that in the group, like,
the 90s? Yeah.
And I was like, I remember these cartoons. Like, you know,
I started singing them at the job. I was like, yeah.
Cause like that was so cool. Like when Iron Man came on and he had the rock star hair on his shoulders and stuff like that. And, you know, Dreadnought, all those villains that would
Mandarin,
always, and you know, they had to make Mandarin green cause they didn't want to offend anybody from the Asian community. But, you know, just.
Then they also had the good Fantastic Four cartoon in the morning. And they had the crossover with the
catchy theme song, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they all had the catchy theme song. And they crossed
not like,
over.
Not like they did before when they brought it, when they got rid of the
thing?
When they got rid of Torch and then, was it, when they got rid of Thing or Torch and they brought in Herbie the Robot. I was like,
oh,
what?
Yeah. Then they got rid of Thing because they didn't want to animate, like, him constantly. So they.
Like, what are you doing? It's like, I hate when they just mess up the cartoons and just want to do their own thing, but you know.
And then we also had the X-Men.
I love X-Men. No,
that's my text tone. Everybody forgets about it until like I get a text message and people are like, oh my God, what is that? I'm like, X-Men? They're like, yes, yes. I'm like, that's right. I don't forget my theme songs.
There's a couple people I know that have the Death Star theme, you know. Mm. Like a ringtone or like that. I'm like, who is that calling? It's my ex. I was like, oh. Bang, 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 bang. What does this bitch want? You know? I was like, okay. And that's, I think, was the title of her name in the book. It just said bitch. And then that music comes on. I said, okay, you don't like her anymore, do you? Well, you want to get into these Razzies, man?
Yeah, let's get into it. Let's,
all right, Clinton, you going to stick with us for it? Because I'm going to read off this year's nominees for the Razzie Awards.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
I'm just at work, you know.
Yeah, exactly. You know, making your money, enjoying Stranger in the Membrane. You know, I hear you, man.
Exactly.
All right, this comes from Andrea Tuchillo. She just wrote on the, just like Googled Razzie nominee awards this year. And she goes in a little bit, but I'll just read that and the nominees. She says, ahead of the Oscar nomination, which celebrates the best in film, we have the nominees for this year's Razzie Awards, which mark the opposite. Transformers The Last Knight has the most nominations with a total of 9, including Worst Picture and Worst Actor, Mark Wahlberg.
That's not shocking.
following close behind is 50 Shades Darker with 8 nods. These two films are joined in the worst picture category by Baywatch, The Emoji Movie, and The Mummy.
Oh.
Mike talked about The Mummy before we
even. Heard The Mummy was just boring.
Did you actually pay to see it? Or? Oh, okay. I was like, thank God, because like, now that shows that you know the way.
That was exactly. That was a screening. That was a free screening I went to.
Oh,
thank God.
And you wanted your money back from the free screening. Yeah.
You guys owe me for watching this shit.
No.
I was about to say.
I saw it in a theater, man.
I saw it upstairs in HBO for free. I was like,
hell no.
Oh, man.
I wanted to go to
that. All right, so we're going to get
The Mummy. I think they are going to show that, though.
Oh, for real?
Oh, boy. Yes.
I think the Emoji Movie is going to take that.
Need tickets. At least see it. It's free. I don't care. It's free popcorn up there.
I think the Emoji Movie is going to take it, though.
Oh, okay.
Because the Emoji Movie has been horrible reviews. Everybody's like, listen, this is a straight-up cash-in. And then on top of that, they also advertise throughout the movie constantly.
I imagine because I'm like, everybody was like, man, oh, man, that sucked. Ugh, it was this. It was that. I'm like, girl, you know. I had no desire to see it.
I think
even though Patrick Stewart, like, did you have some taxes and shit that you had to pay for, Mr. Patrick Stewart? You went from.
I agree with Chanel. I think the Mummy's going to take it.
The Mummy's going to take it. The Mummy is so horrible.
It's going
to
be a hard one because, like, even last night, like, wasn't
that
bad.
For a movie that's supposed to be like a
cinematic universe? It killed that cinematic universe.
It's so horrible.
Hold on a second. Clinton, you get arrested, man? I heard police.
No, that's the police coming to arrest the directors and producers for The Mummy.
Arrest Tom Cruise. Leave the production people alone. Arrest Tom Cruise for that shit.
I don't know why he's trying to do that.
I'd arrest Tom Cruise.
Is still mad at Jamie Foxx for taking Katie.
Yeah.
Collateral. Well, that movie Collateral. Where they are.
Yeah, Collateral.
Hey, man, she's kind of cute. What's her name?
Yeah.
Anyway, the nominees for Worst Picture this year is Baywatch, The Emoji Movie, 50 Shades Darker, The Mummy, Transformers The Last Knight.
Sorry, I feel like
somebody actually told me that was a good movie.
What?
Transformers.
Oh, they lied to you.
Well, compared to those movies, it might be good.
They were like, gotta be good.
Well, compared to those movies, it might be good. If you look at it, it might be one of the best ones out there.
I hope that that's not a true Transformers
had it tonight.
Listen, you know. it might be better than the Emoji Movie and the Mummy.
Marginally.
50 Shades Darker, you gotta go with a chick or something to watch that one.
Damn.
50 Shades Darker, I'm not gonna hurt myself when I'm gonna say what I'm gonna say. But, you know, that's favors. That's doing favors.
The worst actress list. The worst actress list is very funny. So, for worst actress for 2018, Katherine Heigl, Unforgettable. Dakota Johnson, 50 Shades Darker. Jennifer Lawrence, Mother. Tyler Perry, Boo 2. Actress, okay? And Emma Watson for The Circle.
Oof.
I'm laughing Mother, at Tyler Perry as actress. That's a...
I don't know. That's a hard one.
50 Shades Darker.
That's what she said. Anyway.
50 Shades Darker might take it.
Yeah, what?
50 Shades Darker might take it.
I don't think The Circle was that bad. Did you think it was that bad?
Didn't see it.
And I didn't even see Mother. The Mother did look good, but yeah, I heard bad reviews about it.
But once the reviews came out, I was like, I'll pass.
Wah, wah. Yeah. All right.
I saw the what do you call it, the YouTube thing they do on certain movies,
mm-hmm.
where they make fun of them.
Honest Trailers?
To not even see it.
Honest Trailers or
How It Should Have Ended?
Honest Trailers, there you go.
Oh.
Or Everything Wrong With, too.
All right.
I didn't see that one.
Why are you trying to peek over my shoulder?
I'm trying to see the actors. This look crazy.
All right. We're going to Worst Actor now. Worst Actor for 2018. Tom Cruise, The Mummy.
Stop right there. Shut it down. That's the winner right there.
Because that was too much already as it is.
Shut it down.
Oh, shit. Looks like he's winning in a landslide, ladies and gentlemen.
Tom Cruise going home with something.
Oh, just not Katie, anyway.
No, two of the others.
All right, now we'll finish this. Tom Cruise for The Mummy. Johnny Depp for Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales. Yeah. Jamie Dornan, 50 Shades Darker. Zac Efron, Baywatch. And Mark Wahlberg for Daddy's Home 2 and Transformers The Last.
Wow. He's getting double duty?
Yeah,
wow.
He got double duty.
Double nomination.
That.
No. Now I got to go double nomination. I got to give them both trophies. Mark Wahlberg.
Still going to say Tom Cruise.
And to be honest,
Mark
I saw
Wahlberg for the double.
Because it's like...
Netflix has...
It's like Daddy's Home 2 is like, come on. It's like,
come on, son.
It's a comedy, and then it's like Transformers.
You give Mark Wahlberg both trophies for both movies, he's done.
Yeah, but
his career is over. He can retire now.
They had Tom Cruise in the
worst
Mummy.
Worst actor of all time.
Right now.
Like, what was that, Glenn?
He's trying to do a Tom Cruise right now.
Who, Mark Wahlberg?
He's trying to jump in every single movie.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were talking about he going to start running in every movie or something.
But it's
just, Tom Cruise is using it to, like...
He's going
to
be the Biz Marquee of movies.
Like, ooh.
He's trying to get, like, everybody, like, into The Mummy. The Mummy is so bad. It's like...
I remember Mike was going on about that movie for, like, a week. He was like, yo, don't even waste your money. Don't look at it on your box.
Don't.
And to be honest, I watched Dead Men Tell No Tales. It wasn't a great movie, but it wasn't really bad either. No, like, Johnny Depp, the only problem with Johnny Depp was that they just kind of, like, shoehorned his character into that movie.
But that's
like
a mortgage movie for that dude.
And it's like Mark Wahlberg and Daddy's Home 2 is like, it's a comedy. It's like him and Will Ferrell are going to do jokes all day, so it's kind of hilarious just to watch them joke at each other.
And you kind of figure half of these movies they're going to phone in anyway. Like, you know, they're like, oh, I'm getting paid for this. Like,
how many of these movies went to DVD in like less than 3 months?
And also, like, I'm watching something. A lot of these movies are like, you know, people owe stuff to the studios, so they're kind of forced into them. Like that's kind of the problem.
It's
like,
worst supporting actor.
Get in there, ho. All right. Worst supporting actor.
Oh, that one won it again.
Javier Bardem, Mother, and Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, that's not fair.
He was really good.
for The Mummy. Josh Duhamel for Transformers. Mel Gibson for Daddy's Home 2.
I tell you, it's just funny. It's like,
and Anthony Hopkins for Collide and Transformers.
Can we put Josh Duhamel in there for Call of Duty and for the Warfare 2?
Makes sense.
It's only right.
It makes sense.
I'm gonna go Russell Crowe.
I was gonna think that also.
Because he's also bad in that movie.
The Mummy is just a horrible movie.
Is the Mummy just gonna like take every Razzie this year? Is that what they're saying? They're gonna go the opposite of Lord of the Rings.
The best thing about that movie was the girl.
Yes, I agree.
Listen,
there are very few movies that end in the universe before it begins, and this is one of them.
So
this might be the only one.
It's safe to say there's no sequel, right?
No.
But then again, they've never been really good at, ever since the Universal, like focusing on those monsters. Like the Igor movie was kind of annoying. Like I was like, you're spending way too much time for me to find a character as a throwaway character anyway. Like they don't know how to focus on monsters that don't really talk. it's like you forgot how silent movies work.
Oh, wow.
I had a problem with Star Wars. My problem with Star Wars is they just basically had to tell you everything.
Which one?
The newest one. Like, they sat around and talked more than they actually did anything. Like, I think that should have, like, won every Razzie there. Like, Mark Hamill phoned it in because he didn't even want to freaking do the movie.
Damn.
He convinced Lando not to join the movie because it would kill his career as a Star Wars character.
Oh, well.
Damn.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to Worst Supporting Actress.
Mummy won that one.
Kim Basinger, 50 Shades Darker. Sophia Boutella, The Mummy. Lauren Haddock, Transformers. Goldie Hawn in Snatched.
Oh, wow.
And Susan Sarandon in A Bad Mom's Christmas. Okay, so let's finish this up because we're about to get the hell out of here. All right, worst screen combo. Any combination of two characters, two sex toys, or two sexual positions, 50 Shades Darker. Any combination of two humans, two robots, or two explosions, Transformers. Any two obnoxious emojis, The Emoji Movie. And Johnny Depp in his worn-out drunk routine in Pirates of the Caribbean. And Tyler Perry in either the ratty old dress or the worn-out wig in Butu, a Madea Halloween.
I vote Madea.
Yeah. Gotta agree with you on that one. Oh, now here we go with worst remake, ripoff, or sequel. Baywatch, Boo 2, 50 Shades Darker, The Mummy, and Transformers.
Yeah, The Mummy got that one.
The Mummy got that one.
Yeah.
And, the last two, worst director, Darren Aronofsky, Mother. Michael Bay.
I already know where this is going.
Michael Bay, Transformers. James Foley, 50 Shades Darker. Alex Kurtzman, The Mummy. And Anthony Tony Leonidas, The Emoji Movie.
Bay all day.
Oh. I don't know.
Bay all day.
Makes sense, yeah.
Emoji Movie. You know,
now,
one of those.
The last one is worst screenplay, and that's going right to the actors. I mean, to the writers. So, for worst screenplay of 2018.
Mummy won that one.
Baywatch, The Emoji Movie, 50 Shades Darker, The Mummy, and Transformers. Who you think won that one?
A hat trick for The Mummy right there.
The Michael Jordan of Razzies, The Mummy. Damn.
All right, y'all. So, we have hit the hour mark. We're about to get the hell out of here. Clinton, thank you very much, man. Please, everybody go check out the Geek Room. And, yo, if you want to get your podcast done out here, just, you know, GothamPodcastStudios.com.
Thanks for having me, guys. I really appreciate it.
All right, man. Glad we made your lunch hour a lot better.
I haven't gone to lunch yet, but I'm going to go laughing at the Razzies. It's hilarious.
Nice. All right, man. Thanks for calling in, man.
All All right, take it easy.
All right. And you know, you guys want to get your own studio, get your own podcast going on down here, please come down to Gotham Podcast Studios. I ain't gonna tell you the address. Go to the website. Check it out. Talk to Matt. Matt's cool. He's right here. He's off camera. He just picked his nose, but don't worry about that. And he flicked it at me. Okay. So, definitely can y'all check us out. Strangeinthemembrane.blogspot.com. That's our blog, which, the video from this thing will be going up there very soon. Look for us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, all that stuff.
YouTube, we're all over the place. Instagram, Twitter.
Yeah.
All the
Christopher good, Media good stuff. Net. Just Google Strange in the Membrane and you'll find us.
ChristopherMedia.net.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. See? Look, he's right there. Hey, where's Chris anyway? He's hiding somewhere? Anyway. Anyway, now, for all our people here at Strange in the Membrane, for Mr. John Costa, Mr. Michael Williams, Mr. Shamel Romero, I'm your boy Jeff Strange. Y'all stay strong. I'm going to stay strange. Peace. We are out. Strange in the Membrane in 2 weeks.
Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.